Well, hello, teachers, and welcome to your Monday Mindset podcast episode. These are short little snippets of thoughts, reflections that I share with you on a weekly basis that are focused around mindset, things that we can do to live our best lives, to live an intentional life. And I invite you to not just listen to these for yourself and how they apply to you in your life, but consider sharing them with other people too. Consider sharing them with your students every Monday and having a conversation about it and doing a reflection together. Because I think a lot of these thoughts, these topics, these questions are just a part of being human. And sometimes being human can feel lonely. And to know that other people are struggling through some of the same challenges that you are and are benefiting from having these types of conversations is hugely powerful in allowing us to get to be the best version of ourselves, to take who we are and who we be and who we show up in the world as to that next level. So I really hope that you enjoy these Monday Mindsets. And if you do, let us know over on our Instagram at Evie Academics. Thanks so much for listening, and let's dive into our Monday Mindset. Today's Monday Mindset, we are going to be talking about stopping the judgment, but stopping the judgment of ourselves and of decisions that we make, or feeling out of alignment, or that we've made a mistake, or we're not living up to our best selves or the best version of who we are. And I want to give you an example of this. Let's say, for instance, you for New Year's decided that you wanted to go to the gym every day, or 5 days a week, or 4 days a week, or whatever it might be. And what you find happening is you don't do that. Maybe you only go once, or you fall completely off the wagon, you don't do it at all. Or maybe your goal is to, I don't know, give up sugar. I have that one on top of my mind because I've given it up for 21 days, and you make a mistake and you fall out of alignment. You're not living up to the best version of yourself. And when that happens, what I invite you to do instead of judging yourself or feeling bad about yourself, what I want you to think about is, what is going awry here, or what is coming up for me, or what might be underneath why I'm not sticking to the commitment that I've made, why I didn't follow through with what I said I did, or why I made the choice that I did. And I invite you to think about that, because oftentimes what we'll find is we will find an awareness of a part of who we are that we didn't have awareness of before. But this experience of making a mistake or not living up to the expectations that we had for ourselves is giving us an opportunity to actually reflect. So really, it's actually a blessing. And I think about this from the lens of, there is no good or bad about anything, any situation that we are going through in terms of, you know, not living up to our best selves. There's no good or bad per se. It's all serving us in some capacity. It's all allowing us to uncover who we are, what we really want in this life. It's all serving our greater purpose. So instead of sitting there and judging yourself or feeling bad about yourself, instead, bring awareness to yourself. Ask yourself, why is this happening? What is underneath this? Is there something deeper going on here? Is this really what I actually want? And I think sometimes what happens is, when we don't live up to the expectations that we've set forth for ourselves, what we uncover is what we thought we wanted isn't actually what we really want at all. But we had to try to go after it in order to realize that that's not what I want, right? Sometimes trying to do something that you want and realizing you don't want it is the best way to figure out what you do want, right? And so in instances like, you know, working out or making decisions around those types of things, there are all other things at play here too, right? There is a sense of self-worth, or do I deserve this? Or do I have the discipline, which is an interesting word? You know, there's so much underneath all of it. It's not just about not living up to our expectations or making a mistake and judging ourselves for it. There are many, many, many layers underneath the subconscious decisions that we make. Sometimes we'll self-sabotage on purpose because we are afraid of this next version of ourselves. It's uncomfortable. And so we intentionally, on a subconscious level, screw things up or mess things up for ourselves. How many of you have had that experience? And most of the time, we don't even realize that we're doing it until we look back and we're like, oh my gosh, that was why I was afraid of that next level. So I invite you to think about forgiveness of yourself and not judging self from the perspective of how you would treat other people, right? I think that's a good barometer of how we should treat ourselves and how we should talk to ourselves is how would we treat and talk to somebody that we love? Because self-love is one of the greatest gifts that you can give yourself. So instead of criticizing yourself, come to yourself from a state of compassion, from a state of love, from a mindset of gratitude, of thank you for making this mistake, or thank you for not being your best self in this instance because it allowed me to learn something about who I am. And I don't think that there's a greater gift in the world than that. So hopefully that allows you to get back on track much faster when you don't meet your own expectations. So here's to another great week of living intentionally, and we'll see you guys next week on the podcast.